Taking a ride on the Freedom Train podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward, and as always, ride with me is my homies, Mr. Patrick Irvin and Mr. Jamie Bashan. Remember, Freedom Train is brought to you by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PAX Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics, with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org. That way you can learn more about PAX Inc. and all the wonderful things that they have going on for the black community. You can go click on the tab that says The Code, learn more about the Codes of Conduct. Click on the tab that says More, and they have a learning center that pops up. You can go through all of the information. They have information about survival and being prepared for disasters, books, articles, and things on historical events and historical people. So go check it out, pactsinc.org. Also, while you're online, make sure you visit the Freedom Train website, our home, at www.freedomtrainradio.com, and that way you can learn more about me. I probably got a picture with my shirt off. I probably do. And you learn more about Patrick and Jamie, and as well as our great guests that we have on the Freedom Train, and all of the wonderful things that we have coming up in the future, because the network is expanding. So you make sure you sit tight for that. Our social media, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Freedom Train Net. Follow us on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. Like our Freedom Train Facebook page. Subscribe to the Freedom Train on YouTube. You can subscribe to the Freedom Train on iTunes or Google Play, and that way you can get episode notifications come straight to your phone. You don't have to go looking for nothing. It's right there for you. So we're about to get into it. Jamie, Pat, what it is, home slices?
What's cracking, cuz?
Hey, we're going down black.
Nah, everything good. What's up, Pat?
I am chilling, my good people.
Okay, third good. Hey man, before we get deep into it, any of y'all heard that new David Banner yet? That God Box? Any of y'all bought that yet?
Oh yeah, that's been in rotation since it came out, man.
Man, I listened to that damn CD about 20 times in the damn row already, man.
Nah, that's a dope album, man.
That shit hard, Pat.
But it ain't gonna get enough clout as it should though.
I mean, shit, it don't matter. He already put out a classic, so that's all that really matters. It's going to get his due. Pat, you ain't talking. You must ain't heard it.
Nah, I done heard some songs off it, but I ain't got the album yet. But I did hear TLC's new album, so.
TLC still?
I know they don't compare, but, you know.
Hey, man.
Wait, what about TLC your friends?
Are they going to be a friend? Are they going to let you down?
Album.
Yeah.
while Joe does the cover. They dropped the album the same day as Jay-Z's 444.
TLC. They might want to.
What about your friend?
Well, to be fair though, it wasn't their fault. Like, they had the date picked out a while in advance. Jay-Z announced his drop date 2 weeks before he dropped. So
it came to him in a dream, that's why.
So, you know, in all fairness, they were first, but.
You know what Jay-Z should have did?
What's that?
Don't go chasing waterfall.
I walked right into that one, huh?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Face first. You had your mouth open and everything.
Yeah, man. I can taste it. I walked right into that one.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Some of my best work. Hey, man. What we got going on today, Pat? What we got, man?
Well, article came out the 19th. Seems to have struck a nerve with a lot of people in the community on a lot of different levels. The article is accusing black men of being the equivalent to white people for the black community. You know, well, I don't want to give it too much shine. I'm sure everybody's already heard about it. But, you know, well, I can't say that because I guess that's what we got going on. So he's finna get all kinds of shine.
Well, a little bit. We finna get in his ass, though. But the article written by a gentleman named Damon Young, who, Damon Young is the editor-in-chief of VSB and a columnist for QM.com, and he's working on a book of essays to be published by Echo HarperCollins. Damon is busy. Okay.
All right. So VSB stands for Very Smart Brothers.
Not so much.
Or Very Shitty Bullshit.
So, before we go deep into the said,
you got to give them the overall synopsis before we.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So before we get into the meat of it, just from the outside, if you kind of just read through it, it's very wordy, and this is one of those it's a word I'm looking for. It's not coming to me, but this is empty. Yes, it's empty, and it does have an agenda to it. So when you read it and you don't really, if you don't have that common sense to know really what's going on out here, it feels like, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like, oh, yeah, you know, this is about our black women. You know, it makes you, it can invoke those emotions in you. But if you got a half a damn brain and you know a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit, you can kind of start dissecting like, nah, that's not it. And again, we live in an age where if it looks good and it makes me feel a little good, then I agree with it. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to share it. And I'm not going to think critically. So from the outside, I can see how a lot of people were drawn in and were attracted to this article and thought it was, you know, it was good, that it had some valid points and stuff like that. I can understand. But when you really dissect it, I think the article is very divisive and he doesn't provide a lot of facts and proof to what he's saying.
So the article is titled "Straight Black Men Are the White People of Black People," and what gave this article a lot of momentum was it being retweeted by ESPN anchor Jemele Hill, off the heels of her controversy with ESPN, which the whole black community, black men and women, came to her defense. But nevertheless, not to say one incident or one time when people come to her defense is enough for a person's whole perspective to be swayed. But nevertheless, this article, the whole sentiment is, like you say, straight black men are the white people of black people. So to read a little bit, he starts off by saying...
No. Don't read what? A little bit. I do think if we want to, because it's been ripped apart before, but I do think if we want to be fair and balanced, and our rippage, we probably should read a good chunk of it and rip it apart as we're reading. Now, I'm not saying we gotta go line by line.
No, that's what I'm about to give him a little good piece. So it starts. I'm gonna give you the beginning of it. It starts off by saying it feels counterintuitive to suggest that straight black men as a whole possess any sort of privilege, particularly the type of privilege created for and protected by whiteness. In America, we are near or at the bottom in every relevant metric determining quality of life. Our arrest and incarceration rates, our likelihood of dying a violent death, our likelihood of graduating high school and attending college, our employment rates, our average net worth, or likelihood of surviving past 70, I could continue, but the point is clear. But assessing our privilege or lack thereof on these facts considers only our relationship with whiteness and with America. Intra-racially, however, our relationship to and with black women is not unlike whiteness's relationship to us. In fact, it is eerily similar. We're the ones...
Wait. Stop right there. we can stop right there, because that second paragraph was utter and complete bullshit.
Let me read it again. It says, but assessing our privilege as black men or lack thereof on these facts considers only our relationship with whiteness and with America. Intraracially, however, our relationship to and with black women is not unlike whiteness's relationship to us. In fact, it's eerily similar. Now, off top, just that part for me, basically, you know. Give me some evidence to back that up, because right now you just, because this is purely opinion based. This is purely emotional fluff that's being put out to me as bait to get people riled up emotionally. But it is saying that basically black men have this sort of systematic something over the rest of the black community, but more specifically black women, that I've been a black man all my life, and I don't remember that. Like, I don't know.
Well, like, okay, so we go back to his statistics, the metrics he pointed out in the very first paragraph, where he talks about our arrest and incarceration rates. Okay. Black men are more likely to be arrested and incarcerated than white men and black women. And that's right. Not a slight against black women. That's just, you know, so we're looking at statistics. Our likelihood of dying a violent death. We're more likely to die a violent death than white men and black women. Our likelihood of graduating high school is lower than it is for white men and black women. Attending college, lower than it is for white men and black women. Our employment rates are lower than they are for white men and black women. Our average net worth, he has a point there where our average net worth is a little bit higher than black women's, but there is no comparison of the gap between white men and the black community and black men and white and black women. Black men on average, $2 more a week an hour than black women. We average $15 a week. Black women are $15 an hour. Black women average $13 an hour. White men average $24 an hour. White women average $20 an hour, somewhere around in there. You know what I'm saying? So the comparison even there. It's broken. I'm sorry, white men average $21 an hour. I had to just go look it up. White women average $17 an hour. Asian men average $24 an hour. Asian women average $18 an hour. So the comparison, you know, white men and white women make more money per hour than black men do.
But my question is, what is this power? Like, one of my biggest issues with this article is he provides no supportive material or information for his claims. So what power do black men yield over black women or any other part of the black community that he's referring to?
Well, that's the other component, though. And then you go into our likelihood of surviving past 70. Black women and white men live longer than black men. So by the very metrics he identified in the very first paragraph, there is no eerie similarity between the position white people have to black people versus the position black men have to black women. Our position is very similar, damn near the exact same as black women. So that whole statement is bullshit. And then to go to your point, Joe, black men aren't doing the hiring.
Right.
We aren't the doctors.
Right.
We aren't managing the colleges. We don't have the ability to shape any of these statistics in mass for black women.
Just simply put, we don't control those type of resources to keep black women from achieving what they want to achieve how they want to achieve it. Not as black men, we don't have that capability or power. Now, if he wants to talk about the bottom of the barrel type, you know, dude out there, then okay, I can see if this might apply, but that's not the.
No, but see, that don't even apply to that bottom of the barrel dude, because you everybody knows that bottom of the barrel dude don't have no damn real power or influence over anyone in his community, except maybe some 15-year-old kids until the kid get old enough to realize he ain't shit.
Now, I'm talking about, you know, that bottom of the barrel dude who know he ain't nothing, so he keeps down the black woman he's with. I can understand that, you know, but that's not something that's talking about all of us. That's like a small percentage, just a loser-ass dude. Like,
but see, even in that, though, he don't have no real power to really keep her down, because that woman can leave at any time she wants, because like the dude across the street. He's one of them dudes. His woman left him when she got goddamn tired of that shit. She left him and he ain't got shit. Because she had more resources and more ability to do anything than he did. The only thing that was stopping her was her believing that she needed him. And when she really realized she ain't need his ass, his bottom of the barrel ass went further down the bottom of the barrel. And see, my other problem with this article is the tone of it is more so centered around sexual and domestic violence versus the totality of the relationship between black women and black men.
Well, and that's why I was going, because to Jamie's point, and Jamie's point is very powerful, and I think his point is really why black women feel so compelled to be excited about this article, is because they are thinking about the psychological abuse and the psychological turmoil they experience at the hands of deadbeat-ass dudes. They are thinking about the domestic violence issue, which is a legitimate issue that we don't want to minimize. But this article and all of the metrics he mentions, domestic violence is not one of them.
Right, but see, he contradicts himself and he's jumping all over the place. Look, we have used the Freedom Train as a platform to not only bring awareness to sexual and domestic violence, but to thoroughly educate people on sexual and domestic violence, and especially violence against our black women. So, you know, this is the right place for us to talk about this, because at no point are we going to minimize the abuse that black women face by the hands of black men, but at the same time, with the abuse that black women are facing, it's not at some kind of tyrannical level that white supremacy is. Like black men, the abuse, the level of the abuse or the extent of the abuse usually don't go past those levels that have already been diagnosed. It's not systematic. And to compare those actions and that abuse that black women receive to to something that's systematic, to me, it's like this dude he's trying hard.
It is irresponsible. I will say that. To me, it's irresponsible. Yeah. And like Pat said, you know, when people think it is, they're not thinking about that solid black brother. They think about these absolutely terrible, good-for-nothing type dudes, but you know what I'm saying? Address that. But don't try to put us, you said black, single, heterosexual, single black men. What was the name of
it? No, it was straight black men.
Straight black men. You put us all in a box in that statement. And that's the part that I think is dangerous and a bit disrespectful. Even though I'm married, even still when I was a single dude, I didn't have any power to dictate, hey, girl, you're not getting this job. You got to live in this neighborhood. Here's your access to resources. That never happened. So
now we are going to take into account that there are some women who are under some levels of oppression by the men that they're in. Like
absolutely,
that does happen. That does happen. But to really try to like I just said earlier, to really try to equate that to like white supremacy, to the real privileges and advantages that white men have, like you just said, it's totally irresponsible, because we're talking about people who have negative responses to a negative environment over years in all this conditioning, because this is not the natural behavior of African people. We understand that we've adopted behaviors that are unnatural and unhealthy and unbecoming of us, and that's not to make no excuses for the things that happen, but they're stating that. But in displaying these unhealthy actions that black men do, black men themselves, when these things happen to these men, the one of the main reasons why men, period, get off on a lot of this domestic violence and the sexual violence stuff is because the culture of sexual domestic violence is strong and it's been in existence before America, and it's supported by both sides and both sexes. So that component has to be taken into account. But it's just, you know, as a black man, and understanding that, yes, male privilege does exist, but black men do not get the privilege to experience the full extent of male privilege because we're black. And we have all of the barriers, all of these social, racial, cultural, economic barriers in front of us that really prevents us from having any real power. We all know that black men, other than physical power over the women that they can overpower, we have no real power. Let's just be real.
We have to remember that racial bias is a lot stronger and a lot heavier than gender bias. And that's something that I think is easily lost in today's day and age of women's lib, women's rights, gay and transsexual rights. And, you know, you got all these things that divide societies and divide cultures and all of these smaller subgroups, all of whom are screaming out very loudly about their own individual subgroup issues, and all of whom, rightfully so, are facing a level of oppression. But it divides the culture groups because it makes so many people lose sight of the fact that, you know, in terms of the LGBT movement, there's racism in the LGBT movement. In terms of the women's lib movement, there's racism in the feminist movement. In terms of all of these movements, racism is embedded in all of those movements. But because people are so focused on their own subgroup, they're not thinking about the commonality of the fact that even if the LGBT movement, even if we get our rights as gay people, I'm still going to be subjugated for being black. Even if I get my rights as a woman, I'm still going to be subjugated for being black. Even if I, you know what I'm saying? Even if, and these people aren't tied to you. They're using, like, we talk all the time about how interesting it is that white women use the equal pay statistics the way they use them. They'll compare the pay of white men to the pay of black or Latino women, and then they'll put that disparity up. Very rarely do they compare the pay of white women to white men, because if they do that, they know that they lose traction with all the minorities, whose men will then stand up and say, well, wait a second, that white lady making more than I am.
Right, and they never compare the stats of white women to black women either. How much more are they making than black women?
No, they keep their movement unified by eliminating the racial component. And then once they solve their subset issues, they dump the minority groups altogether. We've seen it time and time again, and we're seeing it now. And every cycle of women's lib, we see it in the feminist movement. We're in the fourth wave of women's of the feminist movement. Every time a wave ends, the black women get dropped. Every time a new one begins, they get picked back up.
Yeah. So all right, let's read some more. All right. It said, hold on, let me get this right. All right, we're the ones for whom the first black president created an entire initiative to assist and uplift.
Stop.
All right, let's stop. Yeah.
Stop. All right. My brother's keeper, that's what it was called, right? That was not exclusively for black boys. Please understand that.
Right.
Like, you look at the program, what does it say this is only for black boys? Exactly.
But even deeper, you look at what the program, because that's a great point. You look at what the program was designed to address. The program was designed to address inner city violence where all of these young black boys were killing, were getting killed and killing each other. There isn't an extreme amount of young black women running around gunning each other down. There isn't. So you look at what that issue was, what that program was meant to address, to try to, that's almost like when white people say, all lives matter. In my opinion, that's the equivalent, because you're comparing two things that aren't comparable. That comparison doesn't even make sense.
But that was a blanket program. It was to address the violence in inner city communities, some that were predominantly black, but it wasn't just, all right, this I'm creating this for urban city black. Yo, it was Mexican kids and that, this, that, and other. It was all different type of ethnic groups and backgrounds.
It was a minority program. You're
so,
right.
Yeah, so don't make it say, oh, the black guy, he created this program just to save black boys. That's not true. And to me, you're minimizing the actual effort, which was to stop inner city violence, period.
Right. And then, you know, let's not get into the fact that when Black Girls Rock first came out and black men came, you know, some black men, wrongfully so, came out and said, well, what about for the program for black men? And they, rightfully so, got shouted down and told to shut up. Because we understood what they were trying to do, and we understood the need for it. You know, don't... Don't flip the script now on some bullshit. Like, nah. Jamie summed that up good, but that whole point, that whole sentence was just fucked up.
But listen to what you just said, Pat. Like, are we really that petty? I know for a fact our black girls need to be uplifted. They need to be told how great, wonderful, powerful they are.
This is written from a dude, so we can't say that women are thinking like this. This Damon Young said this.
Well, that's why we ripping his ass.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, for that, to me, that you can't, like, if that program was to exist, I'm not going, what about the females? Well, they got Black Girls Rock, but, you know, I'm not going to sit there and keep comparing and contrasting every single issue. When you do that, I think a lot of work doesn't just get done. What about this? What about this? He created that program for that. It wasn't exclusive for black males. Why even bring that up? What value does that have to the bullshit point you're trying to make?
Because he's trying to make it seem like black men get more attention and get more aid than black women. That's basically what he's trying to say. So, but hold on, let me read a little more.
You can't even, because you can't be. Go ahead, read some more.
He said, we're the ones whose beatings and deaths at the hands of the police galvanized the community in the way that the beatings and sexual assaults and deaths that the same police inflict upon black women do not. We're the ones who's that shit's media. We don't control the media.
Right.
So we don't control the narratives.
That is not
us. Narratives.
We don't get the black community galvanized when that happens. That's the media, the white-controlled media that gets all up in arms, and they tell black people. This is something we talk about all the time, how black people only get mad when the media tell us to get mad.
Right.
The media tells black people to get mad when a black boy or black whatever is killed or when a black child is killed, and you don't see anything in the news when black women are beat or whatever. But we address those things, and all of our black friends that are men address those things.
Right. But we talk about all the time, like you just said. They're just period across the board, black people. Black people are killed with impunity every day by the hands
every
of law enforcement.
Every fucking day.
And the media picks and chooses who they want to make the story behind. So what he's saying in that straight bullshit, because we don't control the narratives, those narratives are given to us by the media. And when you look at the individuals and the outlets that we do control, we are talking about those things. But y'all motherfuckers just don't listen.
Right. Damn right. It. And that's a great point. Jamie, you got something? I'm sorry.
Nah, go ahead.
I was going to say that's a great point, because the black media outlets that I follow, every time they get wind that somebody killed man or woman, they cover it.
But see, this next line is straight bullshit.
Yeah, I'm with you. This next line.
Because we talk about it all the time. He says, we're the ones whose mistreatment inspired a boycott of the NFL despite the NFL's long history of mishandling and outright ignorant far worse crimes against black women. First of all, Cap completely said that he took a seat and he was taking the knee for the unarmed killing of black men and women. He said that. So Damon, you tweet what? It's recorded, Damon. The shit is recorded.
My thing is, so the line about, you know, we don't do the same thing when it comes to black women. Did we not ride when the whole Sandra Bland thing happened? Like,
We ride for black women when, like I say, when the media tell, like when, especially main the people as a whole, when the media tells us that you should be mad at this, that's who we're mad at, whether it's a man or a woman. But on an individual basis, those of us who really know what's going on, they are constantly, constantly, constantly talking about the things that are happening to black women.
He misses that, though, like, and that's the thing that pisses me about this article. He's choosing what he wants to pay attention to and not pay attention to, because you can't say, oh, y'all, we're not riding for black women. Well, here's some receipts. Well, what? Like, that part, he should have knew better on that one. Like, that's just...
Well, here's the thing, too, though. One, like Joe said, Cap said he was protesting black people, not just black men. Two, we have to be honest about this situation as well. We catch wind of more black, and I'm not going to say because we know that the police don't have to report when they kill somebody to a national database, so we don't know how many black people are actually being killed. But from the names that we do have, it seems to be that more black men are being killed. So that's not even a fair metric. If more black men are being killed, then of course it's going to seem like we ride more for black men than we do for black women, because more black men are being killed. But that, again, that goes back to the media narrative. The second half of this sentence is completely awful, though, where he says, despite the NFL's long history of mishandling and outright ignoring far worse crimes against black women. What crime is worse than being murdered?
I don't know. Like, when I hear that line, the first thing pops in my mind is the Ray Carruth situation back in the 90s. But last time I checked, Ray Carruth was immediately kicked out of the league.
And in jail now.
Yeah. Unless they want to talk about like some of the domestic violence situations, but then you got to throw in the NFL's mishandling of domestic violence situation across the board, because black women and white women are abused by NFL players, and the NFL mishandles all of them.
I think what he's alluding to is the whole Ray Rice situation, because he was a black male, she's a black female, whatnot.
Well, how was it mishandled? Ray Rice don't play football no more.
And that's the thing, though. It's just a flash topic he can use to help people, you know, sway them to, you know, back his opinion. This is all opinion; it's not factual.
But what the hell does the NFL have to do with black men? So you bring it, because what he's doing is he's bringing in things that don't have shit to do with black men.
Yeah, like just
the NFL don't have shit to do with the relationship between black men and black women.
Well, he's trying to. Well, really, what he's doing is completely misconstruing the reason why Cap started protesting to begin with. And that's right. What it boils down to. He's completely distorting and destroying the reason Cap first sat on his ass. Because Cap said, and like you said, it's on record, Cap said, this is for black people. This is, even I listened to those interviews, and even I was like, all right, go ahead. And I say even now, because you know me, Joe, I'm highly critical of everything. I'm very cynical. But it just don't make, like, how would you take, and the fact that people were rioting with this was even more upsetting, because it's like, damn, y'all are actively protesting to get Cap his job back, and y'all don't even understand why Cap lost it in the first place.
Right, right. I mean, but the biggest thing for me is, like, this dude is really willing to try to further drive a wedge between black men and women for reads and likes and comments? Really? Really, Damon? Like, you were really on a mission to demonize black men and to further tear up, like, further divide the relationship between black men and women for fame? Really, Dane?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if people are willing to, people, you know, people are willing to.
People want to go viral.
File fucked up shit for anything.
I learned this as it is, this whole little challenge BS that's sweeping social media. People just want to go viral. Like, I think that's, like, the new high. Like, yo, I had a video going high. I think that's, like, the new fame for, like, everyday regular motherfuckers. They want to go viral. Like, this dick and pussy challenge. Stupid as fuck. Dumb as hell. Like, you're corny as shit. Like, it's corny. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm an old hater. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Whatever. But the shit's corny, all right? But people do shit like that because it'll catch on. It makes people feel good. You can LOL. You can like it. So this article, even though it's not factual, it presents little facts or evidence to support his claims on the outside. If I was a female reading this, it'd make me feel good. If I'm a dude reading this, it'd make me analyze. It's like, oh, am I that? But it presents no factual evidence. And I think that's the most dangerous part about this article and people sharing it. It's opinion based, and you got to understand
All right.
That.
All right, let me read some more.
Here
it says, we're the ones who get the biggest seat at the table and the biggest piece of chicken at the table, despite making the smallest contribution to the meal. Really? Really?
Okay, all right. So, see, and this is where he says single.
Back that up, Damon. Back it up. Support that, Damon.
He says single black men, but then I think he's kind of merging into just black men, period. I think because, honestly, it's parts of this article where I honestly feel he's just saying black men, period. And he's trying to, single black men. What's the difference?
No, straight black men.
Oh, straight black men.
Straight black men.
So gay black men don't expect a big piece of chicken either? You're going to answer that, Joe. No. Big black men don't like big pieces of chicken.
No.
Chicken is universal. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. Chicken is chicken. That shit pissed me off to the core because I just had chicken tonight.
But
right?
What evidence do you have to suggest that black men are bringing the smallest contribution to the meal? Fuck does that mean? What are you saying, Damon? So you're saying across the board, black men are not providing for their families? And if so, is at minimum? Are you serious?
Don't bring chicken into this shit. Don't bring chicken into this. Let's leave chicken out.
The statement is a contradiction because you can't say we make the smallest contribution, but then up there earlier in the article suggests that we have a higher net worth, we make more money, we're employed
right.
at a higher level.
Right.
And, you know, like
right.
you can't.
Right.
That's a contradiction, bro. If we contribute the least, then we're on the lowest of all of the socioeconomic statuses. Let's be real.
And what I was trying to say is just, he's saying straight black men, why make that, and I kind of confuse myself, but why make that distinction, straight and gay, as in the gay black men are somehow different from, no. If you go, that part of the article, I think is kind of obvious that either he's writing this from a feminist perspective or he is a gay black man in general. But why are we leaving gay black men out of this article? They don't like big pieces of chicken, too?
No, I'm just, to me.
No, I need an answer to that. Damn that.
Man, we don't know, man.
I don't know. I'm not a gay black man.
We don't know about no damn chicken.
I don't know.
Okay.
No. Like, come on.
We're talking about this goddamn chicken. Damn that chicken.
How simple-minded is that? How simple-minded is that? Oh, gay dudes don't like black people.
I can't speak for the gay community because I ain't gay, so I can't.
But how silly is that? How silly is that? To me, when I read this, I was like, okay, this is Sillysville right here. Like, so gay dudes don't like the big piece of chicken, too? They don't like...
But the biggest thing, like Pat said, you just earlier in the article said that black men earn more than black women, but now you're saying we contribute the least. How, Damon? Why, Damon? So let's read some more. And now And nowhere is this more evident than when considering the collective danger we pose to black women and our collective lack of willingness to accept and make amends for that truth. It's a damaging and depressing paradox when speaking about race and racism. We want our concerns and our worries and our fears to be acknowledged. We want white people to at least make an effort to understand that our reality is different from theirs and that white supremacy is a vital and inextricable part of America's foundation. And we grow frustrated when they refuse to acknowledge their role historically and presently in propagating it. When the racism isn't blatant or doesn't appear.
I mean, hold on. Don't go to another paragraph. We don't want to give a whole paragraph because that implies that some kind of way we're accepting what was mentioned in this paragraph.
Oh, I thought we just all agreeing that that was dumb shit. And
but we're breaking it down for the people. We ain't breaking it down for each other. Because we all in agreement that this is some dumb shit.
But why is he, he's making a bold assertion that all black women reject the notion that black women black women are abused. All black men don't think that. Like, did he do a survey or something? I mean, because he keeps forgetting to leave his references and his links and all this information and research in here. Like, this is, we can tell this is clearly, he sat down one night. And he said, you know what? What's the best way I can get likes? Shitting on black men. Here we go.
Straight black men, not the gay ones. Just the straight.
This whole paragraph is a logical fallacy because he's basing it off of a faulty premise. He's basing it off of a premise that he made earlier based on his own opinion. And this is the same argument that I hear people criticizing the Bible about. Well, you can't trust the Bible because it cites itself as a source. This dude is basically citing himself as a source for continuing his analysis of a situation that he hasn't proven any real understanding of. Nowhere is this more evident than when considering the collective danger. Nowhere is what more evident? Nowhere is what? Because you haven't made
any
factual statement yet. So what is the what that is supposed to be so evident when we consider the collective danger we pose to black women? And our lack of willingness to accept and make amends for that truth. Look, I think most of the black men that I've talked to, and I have done surveys, most of the black men that I've talked to, most of the surveys that I've seen, black men have acknowledged that black women are abused more than any other woman on the planet. Most black men can acknowledge and accept that black women need to be protected better. I haven't, so that whole statement, not only is it based off a faulty premise, but it mischaracterizes black men and our understanding of the situation that our women face at the hands of us.
But my biggest problem is he's making it seem like as if black men view and deal and talk about sex and domestic violence far worse than any other men on the planet. We don't. Like, this is, look, that's why you got to have a good understanding of history and really read for yourself, because we can acknowledge that violence happens against women. We can acknowledge that violence happens against black women. Violence happens against black women more than any other woman. But the black woman is under attack, not just from black men, but from all other people in all other aspects of society as well. But it's like, we do not hold some tyrannical, mass oppressive mindset over black women. We don't. Like, there are a lot of, not to minimize the violence against women, but let's just throw a lot of black women, a lot of black men, straight black men don't have control in their homes. They don't run their homes. They don't run things. Like, I mean, that's not to say that, like I said earlier, it's not to say that none of these things happen to black women, but to say that across the board that all black men have this certain sort of power and influence over all the women is bull. Like, we're talking about individual personalities. All these things have to be taken into account. Like, come on, like, really, really, like, there are a lot of black men who understand that what they black woman bring to the table, and they let her do her thing.
And I honestly, 'cause, and this is me personally, And this is based off of surveys, again, surveys that I've seen, surveys I've been a part of, and historical reading. And you can look up works from W.B. Du Bois. You can look up works from Benjamin Brawley. You can look up works from anybody you want. The black community is, in my opinion, based off of all that reading and information and personal experience, more matriarchal than it gets credit for being.
Yeah.
Black women are, for the most part, the gatekeepers in our communities. They run the churches. We all know about the tremendous respect that every black person has for their mother, for their sisters. You know, you could even taking it to the schoolyard days, somebody could say, "Yo, daddy sucked dick." I don't care.
Yeah.
Your mama ugly. I'm going to bless you in the mouth. You cross the line. You know what I'm saying? So I do, and this is me, and I don't care if people take issue with it because I can stand on what I say because I got what I got to back it up. But I do think our society is more matriarchal than we give it credit for. And I think that's largely because we exist in a patriarchal, larger, dominant American society. And so we naturally want to project what's happening in the American world, in the dominant society, into our society. And we never accurate, like he's trying to give a breakdown of our interracial circumstances. We don't do enough interracial breakdowns, because I think if we did, we would understand that our society is very matriarchal. And that goes all the way back to our days on the continent of Africa. I'm sorry, go ahead. Should we keep reading?
Nah, fuck that shit.
Want to read some more? Do what you want to say, Jamie.
My thing is, man, to be completely honest with it, it's just, why put the target on just heterosexual black men? Like, why? Like, is there impact? You know, I know you're good at statistics when it comes to domestic violence. Is there not domestic violence in the LGBT community?
Yeah.
In the trans. So why not highlight that as well? Why just solely put the focus on single, you know, straight black men?
Man, look, I just
that to me is still baffling. I don't understand why I put the focus just on that particular segment.
Bruh, I just got through I'm putting together a PowerPoint for an event that I'm doing at my job, and we're covering a good number of the transgenders who've been killed this year, and almost half of them have been killed by fellow transgenders.
I get it, but just to say, hey, you know, I'm going to just focus on this and not really put any attention to anything else because that's not important. To me, it just comes out more of a hit piece than anything else.
It is. Well, let me read some more.
Okay, go ahead.
I say, when the racism isn't blatant or doesn't appear sexist at all, we want them to give us the benefit of the doubt because we've trained ourselves to be able to sense it, even in minute and barely perceptible amounts. Because our safety depends on our recognition of it. We share how it feels to be stopped by a police officer or perhaps walk into an all-white bar and have eye catch trained on us, whatever the hell that means. Or perhaps just jump down the street in an all-white. I just jump down the all-white neighborhood, and we want them to understand how words and gestures they consider to be innocuous can be threatening, even if there is no intention of malice. Oh, I mean,
man, stop reading this. I can't take any more of this.
Look, every group of people is bringing light to things that happen to them. Black men aren't the only one, and black women aren't the only one bringing light to the things that's happening to them. I mean, our Indian, like New Delhi in Delhi, them some of the places that got the highest rape rates in the world. Are Indian men the white men of their community?
That's a fact.
I mean, you just gotta, and we, again, it's not that we want to minimize the perspective of our women. We definitely do. And if this article had been written by a woman, I probably would have took it a little bit differently. I'm not even gonna lie, it would have went down different. Mm-hmm. Because at least at that point, I could at least try to understand or put myself in a position to understand her life experiences and what she's been going through.
Right.
This is written from the perspective of a black man, this is written by a black man. And that makes it even more damaging because now it gets to be held up by women of all races as a, look, this is a black man and he said it. You know what I'm saying? And then you go beyond that. I would even be okay with you saying it if you had facts, figures, and statistics to back up what you're saying.
I just think it's not good to use your individual experiences and make broad statements. Because if we start doing that, then we would see the whole community in a horrible light. Because if I generalized the whole community off of what I see every day, I would have been gave up on black people.
I mean, we got to understand the situation and the game we playing, and this was not a good move for the community.
It's negative propaganda. It's negative propaganda. I mean, even to me, like, I'm not going to lie, even if a woman would have wrote this, I think my reaction probably, I ain't going to say exactly the same, but I wouldn't like this article because, especially if it was written in the same way. Now, if you write that article and you give real facts that can back that up, I mean, I can't dispute facts. You can't dispute facts. But for this to be written in this way, and this, you know, with nothing to really back up what he's saying, it's crazy. And then looking at the comments, there's so many people who are in support of it. Just because they feel like, hey, well, black men are doing this, black men are doing that. I mean, like, we live in a damn, like, America was built on violence. This is a violent society. This is not something that's just black men and just black women. This is America as a whole. Like, we're in a violent society.
I mean, to me, it's just, it's irresponsible, like Jamie said, and it's dangerous. I mean, if a woman had wrote it, I stand by what I said. I don't think I would have took it the same. But, you know, again, you can understand that we shouldn't project what we do. People do project their experiences out there. Your experiences do shape your behaviors and your worldview, and that's something we got to live with, something we got to understand. But, in fact, you know, like this article, what does this article contribute? Does this article contribute anything positive? It doesn't, because It puts women on the attack. It gives women and not all women, because I do think 80+% of black women would read this and be like, what the fuck is he talking about? I do think that. But it does give that loud minority another bullet to put in their guns. You know, they got more ammunition to be even louder. And it puts us who are trying to be progressive, who are trying to, you know, now we got to be defensive because we got to defend the fact that we was born with a penis.
It's just to me, I understand what he was attempting to do. And if you want to bring light to issues between the black man and the black woman, there's a certain way to do that. And it has to be done in a tasteful manner. But to say, you know, straight black men or this, that, and the other, and just kind of put us all in a box, doesn't that kind of, you know, end the conversation at that point, put everybody on the defensive, like you said, Pat? So to me, just even if you want to have this conversation, I think this was a bad way to go about doing it. And also, if you want to have this conversation, you gotta present some facts. You gotta present some statistics and things of that nature. I understand everybody has an opinion. I get it. But when you're sitting here and you're generalizing a whole, pretty much every goddamn black guy in the world, except for the gay ones, that right. To me is just like, come on now. That's a little bit irresponsible, but I know people are going to cling to it.
Very irresponsible.
You're going to have the fake black feminists, you know, the cocoa butter Twitter and all them. Oh, yeah, there's black women. I get it. You know what I'm saying? We're not here to say our sisters aren't suffering. They're not going through stuff. We understand that. But
we've had shows on that.
Yeah. But what's got to be looked at here, this is just written in. It's just not tasteful whatsoever. Man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not giving Buddy no light, no room, no inch. Nah, he fucked up. Let's just call it what it is. Buddy fucked up. And he did it in a manner to, it was more self-aggrandizing. If I said that right, I probably didn't say that right, but whatever. It don't
matter. Who gives a fuck? I fuck up words every day.
I'm not giving him no pass. I want sisters to know, like, we're us three.
We're riding with y'all. We're fighting with y'all.
We know that black men could do a better job protecting you guys. We know
yes,
that
black men
could do a better job stepping up and standing in. We know all that stuff. This article does not help.
Right. We've acknowledged it in the past, and we're going to acknowledge it right now. We understand that 15% of black men really are actually doing something about the issues between the violence, about the violence that black women exist at the hands of black men. We can acknowledge that maybe about 15% of black men, and the other percentage, the other 85% of black men need to get off their ass and do something. We're going to recognize that, and we're going to call for the other black men to get off their ass and do something and do more. But to make the assumption that black men, because he basically saying that black men are oppressing black women, and to me, and that's just across the board, all straight black men are oppressing black women and anybody that they come across, and that's,
and by extension, not just black women, but black children,
right.
black gay people, black gay men,
right.
You know, like we're basically oppressing every non-white person in the black community.
Right.
Which is not true at all. Not even close.
I just think it's, and you are entitled to your opinion.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
When you have a platform, you have a duty to be responsible. This is irresponsible writing.
I don't read shit from, I'm gonna be honest, the rude, very smart brothers. A lot of that stuff to me, with the articles they put out, it sounds like it was given to them by somebody with some white supremacist views, or somebody that's attached to this whole feminist movement and whatnot. A lot of the articles, in my opinion, are written from that perspective. So, and a lot of them are hit pieces. I've seen hit pieces on Umar on the Root. I've seen hit pieces on a lot of different popular, you know, figures or in society right now, black community. And to me, if you're going to be a respectable, you know, publishing company, whatever the case be, writing these articles, you can't just do satire and hit pieces and put it out on the internet. You want to build something that's respectable. So to me personally, I don't, when it comes to the Root, I saw this article, I just clicked on it because everybody was talking about it, but I don't take anything that comes out of that website.
But at the same time, black women can't just take everything from an emotional stance and have emotional responses. Those who did have those responses, not saying all black women, you can't always take it from that same perspective that you always take things from when people bring up domestic violence, because that's not the same across the board. Everything isn't the same. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't have all the answers, but I do know this is irresponsible. And anything that I feel that's divisive in our community, that's further driving the wedge between black men and black women, that has to be fleshed out. And the dude who put this together, he needs to be fleshed out, because he's further putting that wedge between black men and black women. And we know we have these issues. And trust me, we're working on these issues. Like, black men are working on organizations, and all types of things happen. Should more be done? Yes. More should be done. More need to be done. But damn it, let's stop acting like we're doing nothing. Let's stop acting like black men are totally ignoring the issues that are happening in our communities, because that's a damn lie.
Well, you know what this piece really does? Is it highlights the fact that this dude hasn't been doing shit.
Right.
And
that's
he
what I
realized,
said. Right. Right.
You know, if y'all want to be mad at somebody, you know what I'm saying? This dude basically just put out on Front Street, I'm a black man. I had no idea black women were going through these things until just recently, and I haven't been doing shit about it. And instead of finding out what black men are doing about these issues, I'm going to write a self-enlightenment masturbation piece about this article or about this situation that I just became aware of. And that's basically what happened. Jamie, you're right, though, in terms of the Root. I didn't think about it until you just said something, because I really don't follow the route very much myself, but I don't follow too many websites. But the last time I saw an article from the route, it was an article where they were trying to pit two black actors against each other. Mm-hmm. So that website seems to be extremely divisive. I don't know who owns the route. That's probably something that I should have looked up. But it's definitely a questionable website.
And my final point, man, and don't think I'm not picking on any particular person at this, that, and the other. It's just when you put that many people, he pretty much just said all black men. That, and just leave it at that. But to make I'm not talking about all black men, just the straight ones. To me, I said that I don't know why that just nudges me so hard, because why make that distinction? Why make that distinction? Why not just say all black men?
Yeah.
I can't understand why he would make that distinction. That it makes no sense to me.
I don't know.
Well, you know, everybody's scared of the gay community, right? They're scared to say anything negative about the gay community in public because they're very united. They will hang your ass. You know.
But it's white supremacists within all, like we said earlier, within all those sets, was the feminist groups and the LGBT, that's white supremacists sitting right there influencing this, this, that, and the other. So you could be whatever, but at the end of the day, they still see you as a black person.
I ain't scared to go out standing on the truth. I don't give a damn who united any community. We got to tell the truth. And this is not to demonize no other community, because I'm a firm believer of all black. I don't give a, if you black and you down for black people, I don't give a shit what you do in your life, what background you come from, right. None of that shit. If you black and you down for black people, goddamn it, I'm riding with you. You my goddamn brother or my sister. But I ain't about that divisive shit.
Right.
I could care less what you wear. I could care less who you have sex with. I could care less who you. No, I don't give a damn about nothing. What you have, what color you have. If you got a head,
you don't got a head.
If you wear a draw, I don't give a damn none of that stuff. But all I care about is riding with my black people who care about the liberation of black people from the throes of white supremacy. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Right.
I don't give a damn. Hell, if you come in battle with a dress on and you can fight better than me, goddamn it, I'm following you.
I'm right there with you. And if you a 6'4", 300-pound black dude and you want to be called a girl, that's fine. I'll call you a girl all day long, long as you four black people. I'm right there with you, bro.
That's a fact. Nah, I agree with that, man. I don't know, for some reason when I read this article, it's just like, why make that distinction, and where's your facts at? When you guys read these articles and such and people post it, hold these things to the fire. Hold them to the fire and see if it shakes out. Do your own research. Look at the points being made and look up, you know, go do it for yourself. I know that's hard. It takes a little bit of extra time and it's a little bit boring and you got to sit on the toilet a little longer to find this stuff. I get it. But I think it's a responsibility of us all to hold things like this to the fire and see if it shakes out. If it does, okay, let's talk about it. And if it doesn't, we got to call this shit out on Front Street. That way we're not spreading propaganda throughout our own community. That's just stupid.
Because we don't need to be at war with ourselves.
Yeah, we spreading the propaganda. We helping people who want to see us, you know, have infighting, this, this, that, and the other. Not saying we're at, you know, this against them.
COINTELPRO article.
Just freaking read. If you like what the information says, okay, how is this true? Ask that question. When you read something, ask, is it true? And make it your mission to find out whether it's true or not. Because there's so much misinformation out there, a lot of pieces written like this that are opinion-based that just make you feel good, but really are empty and are more divisive than people actually realize. So be smart out there. Women, we love you. We know we got to step up for you, and we've had shows on that plenty of times. There's some dirtbag-ass dudes out here that need to step up. We understand that. But this article right here, this guy, whoever he is, he's probably not the most skilled person to be talking about this.
Nah.
And what the hell does he know? He a black dude. Yeah. What the hell do you... Shut up.
Yeah. Nah, buddy is uninformed as shit. This article was not a very smart brother that wrote this article. And I'm not saying buddy.
That sounds like some bourgeoisie shit.
But this, right? Well, it really does. But I ain't want to get in on his website because I ain't been to his website. This is the first article of theirs I've read. But this is not a good look because I would expect a very smart anybody, brother, sister, mother, auntie, uncle, grandma, whatever, to have some proof behind what they saying.
I mean, brother ain't provide no evidence. He ain't provide no kind of evidence.
He ain't cite a source.
On nothing but your 2 feet. You know what I'm saying? Only thing underneath you is 10 toes. What the fuck is going on?
He's very smart. That's all you need to know. Just shut the fuck up and go with it, Pat. Don't question
him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, because I understand people nowadays are conditioned. They want to share things because they want to share the emotion. They're not necessarily thinking about the content. They just thinking, this shit made me feel good. Let me share it with my friends so that they can feel good. I get all that. But at least share it from the frame point of the creating a discussion. When I share shit that I haven't researched, hey, man, this is a crazy article. It made me feel some type of way. I ain't researched it yet, but tell me what you think. Open the door for discussion. Open the door to come back later and analyze it after you get off of your emotional
emotions.
High. You know what I'm saying? Do something. Don't just, you got to be careful about what you allow into your brain. People always talk about be careful of the people that you allow in your life. Be careful of the information you allow in your life. That's probably more important than the people.
You are what you eat.
But that's the thing. The brain is constantly consuming information, and we just make just decisions sometimes just based off emotion, not because of rational thought or thinking. And we got to get back to that. That was my whole point. Like, this article, I know I rambled and said a bunch of shit, but at the end of the day, if you just think rationally, this article just doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
Yeah, it don't hold up. It's one really big contradiction that, and that's the one we pointed out. That contradiction in and of itself makes the rest of the article trash. Because that's the main premise contradiction. Your main premise is that black men are...
We earn more, but we bring less to the table.
Yeah, your main premise is that black men have the power to oppress.
Black men ain't shit. That's what I got from his article.
And then you fall back later on and contradict that by saying black men don't contribute anything. Well, how are we at the top of the ladder in the black community, but then at the same time we don't contribute shit? That don't make, like, you can't have both. I can't be a millionaire and a broke motherfucker at the same time.
Then acknowledge we don't even own or control our own communities or anything like that. So how the hell are we going to oppress somebody? Girl, give me your car so I can go to the club. That's like, is that what we're talking about here? Bullshit.
And I know somebody's going to say you can be a millionaire and a broke motherfucker at the same time. Shut up. You know what I mean.
I think this article, he should have named it Fuck Boys Being Oppressive. Because that's who he's talking about. He's not talking about black men. He's talking about fuck boys. So let's make that distinction. Let's not say, straight versus... No, fuck boys are the white people to black women. Fuck boys. I said it.
Well,
not black men.
Well, let's... You know what?
Even the fuck boys don't have that type of power.
If you would have said that at the beginning, though, we could have avoided this whole hour-long show.
To me, I wouldn't even accept that title because you can't fuck boys are not similar to white. Just say fuck boys are fuck boys and they need to be X. Just say that. Don't compare them to white men. Don't compare that to white supremacy because that's bullshit. You're comparing that to a highly well-mechanized system of white supremacy that's been going on for hundreds of years, which is bullshit.
I don't know. As a straight black male and putting me in that box, he was talking about fuckboys in this whole article. So either he's a recovering fuckboy
or active
fuckboy because he's not.
I think he's in between.
I don't even have to create a word.
He's having them fuckboy relapses, huh?
He's a recovering active fuckboy. You know, like he really every time I read this, and I've read it a few times to try to digest what he's saying, because the article seems to have had that big of an impact, I really want to know what the sisters was amening about.
But the more I read it,
the more I realize this dude really did just expose himself. And he's broadcasting his exposure to the rest of the black men as if we're all the same way he is.
Nah, that's you, bro.
Nah, bro. Since ninth grade.
I want to give a shout out to the black women who did call the bullshit on this, though. It's not all black women jumped on this. So the black women who called this bullshit, I want to give a shout out to all of them.
To me, that's even more, like, he talked about misogyny in this article. Here you are as a dude. He's talking about it as if he is a black woman. He's speaking from that perspective. That's not your lane, homie. That's not your lane. Stop, like, if you're going to cover it, address it to the men. But you put it out there as just, he's a fuckboy. I'm sorry.
Damon. Maybe he's a transgender or something. I mean, that's not the shit on the transgender community. That's an honest statement. Maybe he is.
And if it's written from that perspective, I get it.
He ain't. Hey, I know transgenders, and they don't act like that.
Stupid.
They ain't no kidding.
You just broad brushed the transgender community. You can't.
No, I did. No, what I'm saying is, Damon is acting like a fuckboy. This don't have nothing to do with no other group or no people. No, he ain't part. No, Damon is a straight. He comes off. He writes this as a straight black male. That's where he comes off is, as he's a fellow straight black male, and he's trying to call out the other straight black males with no other evidence. He don't represent no other community but the fuckboy community.
I didn't know they had a group, but I shouldn't even brought that word up. We just said fuckboy like 30 times already. Like,
hey man, that's what it is.
We might get banned from Google.
Now they got a community. we ain't gonna get blocked from Google or iTunes because I got us. Joe got Tourette's, and this was, before you even came on with your added flavor. We're adult only content.
Right. So
stop being a fuckboy if you're a fuckboy.
Yeah, hold on to the United Fuckboys of America.
Yeah, cut that shit out, man. We grown men out here. We making moves.
The UBFA.
Yeah, all the brothers I surround myself with are good, strong black men.
I mean, UFOA, my bad. UFOA, United Fuckboys of America.
So this guy does not speak for me. He does not speak for people like me. I don't know that fuck shit he talking about.
Yeah. Hey, man, look here. Black people, black men, first of all, we know we need to do better, so let's make sure we step our game up. Let's make sure honoring.
Stop being fuckboys and using that dumb shit for whatever nefarious goals they got in mind.
We know we need to do better with our women, but as a community, we know we need to do better because the culture of rape is not something that's just upheld by men. It's upheld by both men and women, both sides. That's why it's a culture that's continued. Because a whole culture can't just be continued by one sex. Let's be honest. So we all need to do better, but specifically for black men, we know damn well we need to step our game up. So let's step our game up. Let's treat our women better. Make sure we're protecting, uplifting, and empowering our women. And that way, we ain't got to do this, but just know, if you put some bullshit out, Freedom Train gonna rip it apart. And if you put some stuff out, make sure you back it up with evidence. And if not,
hey man, this is an active track. You know what I'm saying? So you step on it at your own risk.
We run stuff
over. Train come by regularly.
This train don't derail. So get your mind right, get your money right. Keep your family right. Love yourself. I'm Joseph. He's Jamie. He's Patrick. Peace.